The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of iRibe English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Shaykh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the Most Kind, the Most Merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I pray that all of you are well, inshallah, and that you are healthy. You know, one of the most important, or one of the worst acts an individual can do, which will make them be inverted, is told to us in a tradition narrated by our seventh Imam Al-Kazim alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam. Allahumma salli ala Ali Muhammad, where he was asked about this verse. أَفَمَنْ يَمْشِي مُكِبًّا عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ أَهْدَىٰ أَمَّنْ يَمْشِي سَوِيًّا عَلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. We've translated this, right? That is, he who goes inverted on his face, more rightly guided, or he who walks upright on a straight path, right? The Imam alayhi salam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ ضَرَبَ مَثَلًا, that Allah in this verse is giving a similitude, an example, a metaphor, about who? Man hada an wilayati Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Yeah? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. On the one who deviates from the wilayat of Ali. Yeah? One who deviates from the wilayat of Ali has walked away from that straight path, and hence they are down that path where they become inverted. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Yeah? That inshallah we are amongst those who understand and have accepted the wilayat of Ali ibn Abi Talib wa awladihi alayhim afdalu salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. So, Sirat al-Mustaqim gets you illumination. Any path away from Sirat al-Mustaqim gets you to be diverted from that path. Hence, your heart becomes inverted to something other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more one progresses away from Sirat al-Mustaqim, eventually they get to a place where the actions of that individual are hypocritical. Yeah, this is one of the destinations that it ends up. They become a munafiq at that particular point. And the result of that nifaq is that not only is the heart now inverted, but the heart is sealed as well. And it can't accept matbu', as the heart, as the Imam said, qalbun matbu', a heart which is sealed. A sealed heart is one that cannot accept any more guidance that comes to it, right? You know, hypocrisy, I feel, comes in two ways, right? There is hypocrisy of those who have no faith, but then they demonstrate action as if they had faith. So like people, we have examples of people like Abu Sufyan, Muawiyah, Amr ibn As. These people had no faith, but they pretended to have faith, right? Today, we have examples of people with Muslim names, right? And they are the custodians of the holy lands, but yet they have no faith. Right? They don't have anything but the name that makes it sound like it. This is one form of hypocrisy. The other form of hypocrisy is when one has some form of faith, but they don't have any action that backs up that faith. Right? These people will claim that they are good people, like I'm trying to be a good person. But the result of that is that with consistency, what it demonstrates is hypocrisy. It demonstrates that I'm saying one thing to God and doing something else, right? It gets to a point where these hypocrites, and that's a tough word, you know, but it's the reality of what God says, what the Ahlul Bayt say. It's not something we say, but this is how it's translated. I think how it's translated is it's an awakening. It should be an awakening, because it's not about how I perceive it, it's how God perceives it, right? A person who reaches the stage of hypocrisy, why can't their heart, they reach a stage where any type of guidance does not have any effect on them. It doesn't make a difference anymore, right? It's just sealed. And this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, He describes in the Holy Quran as well. He says, "Man kafara," this is from Surah An-Nahl, verses 106 through 108. He says, "Man kafara billahi bin ba'di imanihi," that whoever disbelieves in God after having faith, that means you have now received the truth, you decided you don't want to follow the truth anymore. And so you may pretend to follow it or not pretend to follow it. If you pretend to follow it, you're a hypocrite. If you don't, you're a kafir. Either way, you're kind of in a bad position, you know, as far as how God sees it. Allah says that these people, غَذَبٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ فَعَلَيْهِمْ غَذَبٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ, that these people have the anger of Allah upon them, and they will face a tremendous punishment. And then he describes why. He says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ إِسْتَحَبُّوا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَى الْآخِرَةِ, they preferred the life of this world over the hereafter. And this is how most of us fall into this path, yeah? I don't think that people who decide that they don't want to follow this path, this Sirat al-Mustaqim, are bad people. I think one of the biggest mistakes we make is thinking that people who sin are bad people. I don't think they're bad people. They just made a wrong decision. They're not bad people. They picked something besides God. That's all they've done. Now that's a big thing. I'm not saying that's all they've done is a small thing. But that doesn't make them bad people. But these people need to realize the consequences of their actions, right? Don't ever judge someone as being bad. You know, this taba'a, this sealing that God talks about, only God does that. We don't do that. And we don't judge someone, we don't label someone, we don't stamp someone as being a hypocrite, a kafir, a mushrik. No, that's not our job to do. Our job is to look at our own hearts to say that, am I that or am I not that? If I am not that, alhamdulillah. But if I am that, fix it, right? But the mistake that these people have made, and it's a big mistake, is that they have picked themselves and this dunya over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ طَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. This is where He said, I seal their hearts. When they have come to the point where I have guided them, I have tried, I have provided, I have done everything, and they still disbelieve, Allah says, at this point, I seal their hearts, and nothing will come into their hearts. And this is where the heart of a munafiq, who had been given guidance but didn't fail to act on it, or refuse to act on it, will be sealed. And this is another consequence of a heart that has strayed away from Sirat al-Mustaqim. And so these are the two hearts which are straying. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.